Well, hi there.
How are you? Nice to be back. Nice to be with you. We frequently circle back around, and it's with the idea, see the visual image of a wider loop, and using, as does everything on this planet, using that which we have explored and grown into to grow further and explore further. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. It is a profound statement unto itself. Every component of it is, and it can be endlessly and very deeply engaged. And the beauty of a statement like that is, and so many statements that all of us have access to, is that they are in the now. We can explore them in the now. They're not abstract. It can sound abstract, mind, no mind, mind is luminous. It can sound abstract, but once we actually start to engage it, we discover, no, actually, there's nothing abstract about this. It's right here, right now. All three layers of it, all three approaches, all three gateways, all three experiences are right now in my moment. And to further explore that and deepen each one actually provides for the expansion of each one. And so we have the example of common mind. Well, that means everything of our physical, dimensional existence, everything. Unto itself, right there, we could stop and meditate. Contemplate and meditate on everything in our physical, dimensional. Right? Because physical isn't just the hard and the dense and the gravity bound. It's dimensional. That includes emotions, thoughts, feelings, sensations, all thought processes, all intuitive processes, all relating processes, our perceptions and our perceptual realities and all the realities that we make moment after moment after moment, a new reality. Yesterday something was good, today something we're questioning, tomorrow, the next day, a whole new view on that same one thing is possible. Mind. So to explore mind, to explore anything. Anything of our dimensional expression, our dimensional existence on any level is a vast exploration. How marvelous! And what we find is that there is no mind. If mind is going to eat a banana, and we actually question what is a banana, even from a science point of view, we know that there's no such thing as banana. There are chemicals, there are sensations, there is gratification and desire. There's no such thing as banana. No permanently existing, unchanging, forever has been thing called banana. And the same is so for everything of our thoughts, perceptions, sense of reality, sense of self. There's no such thing. Permanently. Unchanging, never has changed, was born and In fact, it couldn't even have been born. It had to have always been like that. There isn't. And so mind leads to no mind. It isn't. There's nothing. NAUGHT. And the great thing about that, how marvelous, eh, maho, is that that means, in fact, factually, and we can actually say to ourselves, oh, I get it. Factually, I am creating my reality. And with consensus and other beings of my species, we are creating reality. That means we can create really great realities. Great realities that are loving and kind and creative and amazing. Mind is luminous. And that's important. It's important that if all we do is examine that the banana is actually not a banana. In other words, if all we do is navel gaze, keep deconstructing this or that thought form we have or perception we have, that gets really depressing. But when we flip it around and just realize, step back and say, wow. I really am creating my reality. And I can create any reality I want because I'm already creating it. I'm already creating it. It's not like I have to do something different, do something I don't know how to do. I'm doing this every life. This is not new territory. I can use this skill set in any way I want. Holy moly. So we smile. The skill set of being a human being. Wow. And when it is used to bring happiness and joy and loving kindness and et cetera, to others, to be generous every single moment, to be patient every single moment. I don't do that. That's a tall order. I find that a tall order. But I strive. I aspire. And when I don't fulfill that aspiration, I personally have stopped recriminating myself and smile and soften and open and know that the very next minute, there will be another opportunity for patience, for generosity. For absolute honor and sacredness of all. And in that, I can only say personally, I take great refuge, knowing there's always more opportunities because how, why? I'm creating my own reality. We smile. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And realize in this moment, that's the reality we just created. That's how we're using our mind right now. And in that, as we sit and settle, even if only for a few seconds, there is no mind. There's no division. There's no separate. There is open, warm, bright unity, a wholeness. A wholeness with everything, all. And then something wants to move inside us. It's all mind. And we, if we wanted to soften open, we would recognize that the peace, the calm, the no mind, the space wasn't created. We created an opportunity to experience what actually is unchanging, but actually was never born. Beginningless, therefore endless. And we can smile again, realizing that what is our constant creation is away from that, is not that. We can't create that, but we can create the opportunity, the conditions to experience the profound in every moment. So let's just hang with that. Think about it if you want. Sit with it. Don't think. Let's just hang with that. That whole rubric that we all just experienced. And we come back again to why? Why discover that? What do we do with that? It's because in general, we human beings are lopsided. We've talked about that before. That's the only reason. It's to create balance. We don't realize how unbalanced we are as human beings, especially in a very ramped up culture. So we smile again. Mind, a ramped up culture. Where's the space? Where's the clarity? When we're always chasing, but what we're chasing doesn't actually exist, just like the banana. What we're chasing is a taste, is a texture, but the banana doesn't exist. In that way, you see. And so, balance, what is balance? To even remind ourselves in the moment as we reach for the banana, peel it, smell it, taste it, ingest it. Our body wants the potassium. Our senses might want the smell and the texture in our mouth. Might be that simple. The body needs potassium, and there's a particular smell that someone likes. It's delivered, those two things are delivered in a package that we call banana. To stop for a moment as we peel it, smell it, take a bite. Yeah. I'm living my own creation. I'm living my creation. Mind, no mind. It's not what I call it. I have a relationship here, but this relationship is mind, no mind. Ah, and in that moment, just like right now, a spacious clarity opens up. And we abide. And if the mind wanders, we come back. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Breathing together with all existence and all dimensions. And therefore, instantaneously creating the reality that we are doing that. Breathing together with all existence. Thank you. So the practicality and the application of what we just explored is the reminder, as many moments as you want, that the something is not really as we project onto it. Of course, there's a physical thing called a banana, but it's called what it's called in every different language. And that's just human. To a goat or a monkey, even between the two, there'd be a distinction in how they would interact with and what they would think, if they would want it, not want it, etc. So the thing is actually in many ways determined. The relationship to the thing is determined by the individual. Insect, tree, no matter who the individual is. So it's simply to remind ourselves of that, so that the mind, which is so quickly, already trapped by its habits of consciousness, its habits. Mind being the totality of our physical incarnated existence. So we want to recognize how quickly, instantaneously, that, if you will, attack that, I don't know what the word is, I don't want to use trap. So, that whole self-made reality and consensus driven and all of that. So in that moment, we just pause, allow the gap, which is no mind. And when we do, and do that repeatedly, then a spaciousness and a clarity and a smile generally is a result. So our reality just opened, our reality just calmed. Our reality just, got equanimous. And generosity is born from that, and patience is born from that, and sacredness is born from that, and so forth. So that's a practical application that can be done limitlessly through the day. Very well. Create your day.